the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best served funny. Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I'm your host, Christine Lakin. And with me is this guy who came off the street, Alec Led. Hi, Steven. Steven's also with us.
Hi, Christine.
I knew you were a snorer.
I am a snorer. Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I'm your host, Alec Khaled.
And you just, Steven's ears are bleeding. That's so mean.
That's fine. Who are you? She's pregnant, folks. She's getting bigger by the minute.
I am. I'm getting bigger by the minute.
Bigger and bigger.
I can't believe you didn't bring me Chick-fil-A, actually. I was thinking about that today because I watched Southern Charm the other day.
I'm so obsessed with Southern Charmed. Hold on a second.
I'm so glad it's back, you guys.
Everyone is broken up with each other.
Everyone's broken
this
up.
This bitch that's the new girlfriend to what's his name?
She's awful.
She's disgusting. But she's I would love to meet you and come to our podcast.
I love her. I love her. I hate her.
No, I can't stand her. She's an idiot.
But Cameron is like 9 months pregnant and just eating for Jesus, and it makes me so happy.
Right. And the best part about Cameron is like she hates being pregnant. She's like, yeah, I could just live without it.
Yeah. I follow her on Instagram, and she's like my spirit animal.
Well, you know, she was on A Real World.
I know.
Yeah, that's how she got started.
I know.
She was on A Real World. It's quite.
I mean, Shep brings her Chick-fil-A in bed. I just feel like you could take a lesson or two.
I can't go to Chick-fil-A in Hollywood.
Why?
I can only go to Chick-fil-A out of town.
Because of the politics?
Because of the politics. And if I do, I have to like wear a hat and sunglasses. It's a hard thing. I can't be seen at the Chick-fil-A in L.A.
But you said when the whole thing came out, you were like, well, if you don't like their politics, go get a job at Chick-fil-A and open a franchise and show them.
No, I know that. But still, I got to be careful. Like when I go like out of town, I'll eat Chick-fil-A all day. It's like rosé all day, Chick-fil-A all day.
You're a closet Chick-fil-A.
I am so
closeted.
And then
you're Chick-fil-A.
You know what I do, right? Is that when I go to the Chick-fil-A, I buy for like another meal. So
you buy the nuggets.
I buy not only the nuggets, but I buy like the larger count nuggets because they're not like you don't buy 13 pieces. You buy 13 count. So I buy the larger count because I'm like, all right, I'll have a sandwich for lunch, but I'll buy the count for dinner or the next day for lunch.
We're a disgusting individual.
But I got a mini fryer now.
What?
I got a little mini fryer. It was on sale at Target for like $19.99. So I have a mini fryer.
Okay.
Everything in my apartment's mini, by the way, because I live in a studio.
Okay.
So I made chicken nuggets, and I swear to you, Christine, and I'm not lying, and I'm going to make them again, they tasted just like Chick-fil-A. I was freaking out. And luckily, I had the Chick-fil-A sauces in my – because
I had
extra sauces.
You always want extra.
And I put it in my fridge, and I swear to God, I thought I was eating, and I made it myself.
Okay, well, just make those and bring them over.
I'm going to do it again.
But I want the sauce. I like the Chick-fil-A sauce. That's my favorite.
I have another packet of the sauce.
Okay. Polynesian's fine, but Chick-fil-A sauce.
I have the Chick-fil-A sauce.
That's the one I want. All right.
What made you think of Chick-fil-A anyways?
I just was thinking about Cameron, and then I was thinking about Chick-fil-A, and this is where my mind goes. It all goes back to food right now. It's all I have. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, because you're not working.
I can't drink.
You can't work.
I can't work. I'm running around after a 2-year-old.
No one's hiring you.
She's driving me nuts, but
I
love her.
You're unhirable.
So I can't have a cocktail at the end of the day. I got to have a nugget.
Yeah, and you're bleeding money and you have no job.
Okay. Well, that's.
You can't afford a couch and new furniture.
That's a little much. You don't have to go there.
I'm just saying. You're living on residuals. 60 cent step by step checks.
I am doing voiceover. Shut up.
That's right. You're doing books, audiobooks.
I do a lot of audiobooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I make pretty good money doing that.
All right.
Not enough for a couch, but.
Right.
Enough to pay my bills.
You have a new baby that you have to pay
for. Enough to pay my bills.
New baby that you have to pay for.
I know.
You don't even know if he's going to take your milk.
Why are you? No one's brought that up.
And if he doesn't take your milk, then you have to buy formula.
Who are you? Mari Povich? What's happening?
Formula's so expensive.
Okay.
All right. You don't know if the baby's going to latch.
I'm going to tweet out and I'll make Beverly get me some.
You don't know if the baby's going to latch.
I'm not thinking about this.
Like Hollywood has because you're pregnant.
Oh my God.
Anyways, it's so nice seeing you, Christine.
Steven, how are you? You're with us again today.
So happy to be
back.
How
are the cats?
Hi, cats are great.
How are the murders?
Murders, unfortunately, are also great.
How are the sustainable foods?
Also fabulous.
Great.
How's Jurassic Park?
I'm excited. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now.
Just saw that.
And I think just right around when this comes out, they're doing like a 25th anniversary event at Universal Studios.
Really, Steven? Oh, who's
I'm going to be there. Honestly. I'm going to be there. I'm excited. 25
Are you
years.
Podcast live from the ride.
Ooh, I'd like to do that, but I have like to get a waterproof mic or something. Yeah.
No, just get that. Just get that mic I told you, that portable mic.
Oh, yeah, the karaoke mic.
I think you should actually at least do some voice notes, and then you could integrate them into your podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm on the
ride. Here I am. I'm
Why
on the
are
ride.
We trying to make him more busy? We barely get him here.
Okay. I know he put a lot of things on the calendar today. I saw it. Steven unavailable.
Steven's not unavailable. Steven not available. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, we're never going to see Steven again.
It's Jurassic Park, I guess. I don't know.
He's very busy.
Anyways, we have a special guest.
We have a very special guest today. My friend.
She is your friend.
My writing partner.
She is your writing partner.
She is a supervising producer of Hollywood Darlings.
She is a supervising producer of Hollywood Darlings.
Hannah Lopatin.
Hello.
It's Lopatin?
It's Lopatin.
It's not Lopatin?
No, Lopatin. Like the Russian was Lopatin.
Oh.
But we got rid of that.
So you're Russian.
Years ago. I'm Russian. Yes.
Have you done
I am not, you know.
Have you done a 23andMe to make sure?
My mom did.
Okay.
And it's pretty Russian Jew.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think of Trump?
Solidly.
Do you have anything to do with the election?
Not a fan. Not following the Jews got out of Russia, so we're not still there doing all this. We had to leave because they hated us, called pogroms.
But you're still Russian, right?
Yes, but I mean a couple generations removed. My Nana came over when she was 4.
Right, but you don't... this has always been confusing me because your religion is Judaism.
Judaism, yes.
Judaism. Mm-hmm. Okay, shalom. And what? I'm inclusive. I'm Palestinian, but I'm inclusive.
Okay.
But you're Russian, right? Because it's a religion, not where you're from. You're not from the Jew.
No. What are you talking? Right. My nationality, I would say, is Russian, but really American. I mean, my grandparents, on my dad's side, the Lopatin has been here for, 3 or 4 generations.
Got it.
The Rosenbergs, my mother's side, my mom was first generation.
Got it.
Yeah. So, I definitely...
And your father's from where?
Michigan.
A Midwestern Rosenberg?
No, my father... This is how it works. So, my last name's Lopatin.
Oh,
my
that's father's Russian.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I had too much LaCroix.
Oh, God.
Or LaCroix?
And
LaCroix?
There is,
LaCroix.
There is a big Jew... Oh, my God. Naomi.
LaCroix.
Southern Charm.
Naomi.
LaCroix. There is a big Jewish population in Detroit, which is where
there's
I grew
a big
up.
Muslim population in Detroit.
There is
huge.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know.
It's the largest Islamic population is in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Really?
I was part of the Jewish Muslim Alliance in high school.
Of course.
And we're bringing it back in 2018. With
I love
you and
it.
Me.
I mean, seriously.
Have you ever
it.
Been to Michigan?
No.
Why? Why would you?
The only reason I would go to Detroit is because I thought about when the whole recession started in Detroit, when they had that huge, like, where everything crashed and, like, it was poverty all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is a great place to invest in property.
That's true.
Well, probably, yes. Also, Hannah and her husband, when they got married a couple years ago. Gosh.
No, a year ago. We're coming up. It's almost our anniversary.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that was only a year ago.
I know.
They got married in Ann Arbor, which is beautiful, and I had never been.
Why not Detroit?
You know what? We wanted a place.
The venue is probably cheaper in Detroit.
She went to school, though, in Michigan, too.
I went to school in Ann Arbor. Steve's father was from Ann Arbor, so we felt like that was a good middle ground for us to have a meaningful place.
And it's just really fun to have a wedding in a college town.
Yeah.
You married a man from the Michiganian area?
Yes. Can you believe that?
But you didn't meet there.
No, we met in L.A.
What does he do?
He's a chef.
Like a chef caterer, chef
No, he's
restaurant.
Like a chef.
Can we mention the restaurant?
Sure. It's called Soto.
It's so good.
Where is
this?
So good.
Soto? No, I haven't. Where is it?
It's kind of in Beverly Hills. It's Pico and Beverville.
Oh, kind of Beverly Hills. Nice. It's, adjacent.
I call it Beverly Hills adjacent. And it's delicious Italian food.
It's so good. The meatballs. Oh my God, my mouth is watering.
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring me some meatballs?
I know. You know, why doesn't he bring... Occasionally he brings home some bread.
Does he cook at home?
Not a ton. When he does, it's phenomenal. Like, probably the last time he cooked at home was we had Christine and Brandon over for dinner.
Yeah.
And that was still like 2 months ago. Was that the last time he cooked at home? Probably. When he does, it's amazing.
Do you cook?
I do. I cook at home way more than he does.
So does he judge your cooking?
Yeah, but he's usually pretty complimentary about it. But he'll be like, babe, this is so good. And then I'll see him sneak some salt into it.
Right. Or he's like, you know, it would have been great if you would have added just a little.
Yeah.
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 So you met in L.A. at the restaurant?
We met in L.A. We met on jury duty.
What? Listen to me.
Isn't that crazy?
Hold on. Because I'm going to just say this to you. I've been I never get picked for a jury. Mm. I don't even get the mail. You might have to show up. I don't get any of that.
Do you feel like they're profiling you?
I don't know.
Mm. Are they like Khaled? Oh, no, we can't have him.
I don't know. I would be a great juror, though. Speaking of Khaleds.
All the Khaleds are calling you right now. Yasmin,
like your light flashes when you're
I've always wanted to do jury duty.
No.
He's obsessed with the criminal process.
I am obsessed with it. I would love to do it. I think it would be a great... I would love... Like, I didn't want to join the military, but I want to join a jury. That's how I want to service my country.
One is far easier than the other.
I want to service my country. You know,
I don't know
if
you really put both of those in the same handbasket.
I'm serving, and thank you for your sacrifice, by the way, for going to jury duty.
You're welcome. I did my civic duty.
That's correct.
I had been called in before, but I had never made it past, like, just reading my book, you know, for the day and then getting dismissed. This time, this was 3 years ago, we got called in. It's called voir dire, and you get asked a bunch of questions, and this is how they narrow it down, and you like spend the whole day doing that. And it's actually like really good for a single person because you find out a lot about the other people.
Well, are you in the room with everybody when they ask the questions?
Yeah, so they like call in a bunch of you, and then you all go together. I mean, I want to say it's like 40 people or so, and one by one you get questioned, and it's like... You find out if they're single. You find out... I mean, obviously, you wouldn't know if there was a boyfriend or girlfriend. You find out their job. I found out because... Or I revealed that I was from Michigan because one of the things is, like, do you have a lawyer in the family? My father's a lawyer. And he was like, well, where's your father live? And I said, Michigan. He's like, do you think you can avoid talking to him about this trial? And I was like, I guess. Which, by the way, was nearly impossible because I do talk to my father every day. It was so hard to not talk to him. It was a civil trial. It was someone suing for wrongful termination, and he was suing a nonprofit organization. So they asked, like, during voir dire, they're like,
Do they say what the organization is?
I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, we knew. I mean, it was, they basically, like, keep kids off of the street and out of gangs. Oh, that was the
and he's
program
suing
he
them?
Was part of. He was suing them. So you felt like...
Oh, that's
and
hard.
The lawyers asked during voir dire, like, would you, if someone was wrongly terminated, would you want to pay them $8 million? And everyone was like, no, $8 million, that's insane. Knowing, of course, it would bankrupt this company. And then by the time the trial started, like, everyone involved, even though they were working for this nonprofit, they were... horrible people. Like, everyone involved, the lawyers were all horrible people, the guy who was suing was a horrible person, I think the people who ran this company were horrible, but and the his
so you got on the trial did your fiance or boyfriend or whatever, or
he was just that guy he was just the guy who
did that guy
was
chef
at
make
Bouchon,
it
and I was like yeah and I was like oh he's a chef at Bouchon, I want to know who he is. And that's just kind of where I was at. And there were like four of us that would have lunch together every day. I was on the trial for 2 weeks.
Were you sequestered?
We were not sequestered.
Thank God.
Thank
God. I would love to be sequestered.
But you get to know people so because you're not allowed to talk about the trial.
Right.
And there's so much time wasted.
And do you really not talk about the trial?
We really didn't talk about the trial. We really didn't.
Hmm.
It was hard. I really wanted to. And then by the time when we could, it was like... The floodgates opened once we were in that jury room. And it was like, oh my God, can you believe that he said that thing? And the lawyers for the plaintiff were like bumbling idiots. And they said a lot of crazy things. Like, the trial was for racial harassment. That was part of it. It was wrongful termination and racial harassment. He was suing another employer or another employee for racially harassing him. And we all felt that that wasn't true. They just didn't like each other. But when they were introducing during the opening arguments, they were like, oh, you're going to meet, they list all of the witnesses you're going to see, and you're going to meet so-and-so, he's African-American, very articulate. And I was like, you are talking to me about racial harassment. You're talking, they just mentioned, like, there's a difference between subtle racism and overt. And I'm like, you just used the word articulate to describe a black man. Like, do you know how awful that is? Like, oh, really? Is he? Imagine that. So it was stuff like that. And then they ended their closing arguments with the definition of the word resignation, like a third grade book report. It was like, the word resignation means, and it's like, no one thought he actually resigned. Made it very clear in the handbook, he didn't show up to work for 3 days, and that was considered a resignation. So he does that whole thing. He goes, and that's not what I say. That's Merriam-Webster. And later on, he makes some reference to Mrs. Webster. So when we got into the jury room, I was like, guys,
Mrs. Webster.
Did anyone else notice that, like, he thinks a woman named Merriam-Webster wrote the dictionary?
Oh my God.
And there was like one woman.
What courthouse is this at?
This is the LA Superior County Courthouse.
Like downtown?
Downtown. Across from the Amundsen.
That person passed the bar, everyone.
That person passed the bar. And the woman in the trial, by the way, or in the jury, who barely spoke any English, even she was like, oh, what an idiot. Like, even she knew Merriam-Webster is not a woman who wrote the dictionary.
So where? What jury number are you?
I don't remember.
Well, where
she didn't, like, save her number. Hold on. You could have, like, a scrapbook.
Hold on a second. Are you literally taking notes and everything?
Yeah, taking notes.
Where is your potential future husband sitting in relation to you?
I think he was, like, behind me and to the side, so he could, like, look lovingly at my back the whole time. He was into me the whole time. I didn't really, like, we became friends, but I was, like, not feeling it, and he was like, I knew the day I saw you, I wanted to ask you out.
And so he waited until the end.
Yeah, which was
smart. Because they can't talk about it.
Very awkward. Obviously. No, we talked all the time.
I know, but you can't talk about the case.
Yeah.
Well, and you can't really get, you know, involved with your fellow jurors.
Be very awkward.
No, well, not only that, but if they found out, they would try to dismiss the ruling.
If we were dating, probably not.
I think that might. We'll have to ask Stacey Keenan.
Okay, we'll ask Stacey Keenan. Yeah. She knows everything.
But wait a minute. So you go to lunches with this guy and a couple other jurors, right?
Yep.
It's now the last day where you guys are deliberating, right? And how long does that last?
You know what? We did it pretty quickly because the trial was supposed to be 7 days, 5 to 7 days, and this was day 10, and everyone was ready to go. And I was the presiding juror. They don't call it the foreperson anymore. The presiding juror.
Oh, okay.
And when I volunteered to do that, they said, you have to decide to be whoever's going to be the presiding juror. They close the door, and I go, I volunteer as tribute. And everyone looked at me like I was crazy.
Did they get it?
And then Steve goes, I second the motion.
Oh, my God.
So wait a minute. So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
For the floor person.
You have to pick the floor person. And then anytime you have a question, which we didn't know this. So if you ask a question, they have to call everyone back into the courtroom, everyone, all the lawyers, the judge, all the people involved, and then ask the question. And, like, we had some dumb questions because we, like, weren't entirely clear. We're like, you know, these guys didn't get along. And there was probably some harassment. You could call it harassment, but it didn't seem based on his race. So we, like, went back in and we were like, can we say yes to harassment? And they were like, no. Racial harassment's illegal. This other, and wasn't sexual harassment, but just being a dick to someone is not legal. That I'm sure that's what they use.
Not illegal. Term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it was so embarrassing. We were like, oh, we just called in everyone to get that question. Okay,
why
back
not
to the room.
Gather a bunch of questions before you do that.
Well, we learned our lesson.
Okay.
And then there was something else. Like, I was like, oh, should we re-look at this testimony? Because there was a question about this day. And everyone's like, no. Let's get out of here. The guys, don't ever get sued for anything. Don't get arrested. The trial system is crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Sorry.
See, I'd make a difference.
Oh, God.
I tried.
Well, no, not when you're like, no, let's get out of here.
Yeah. I think by that point, people really are.
You don't do
you're
the,
not getting
you
paid
don't do
for
the
this.
Vote right away just to
you
see
do,
where everyone stands.
Yes, we did that. And we were all pretty much on the same page.
Well,
I think
pretty much is not.
You also don't have to be unanimous for a civil trial.
Right. It's got
to
be.
Yeah. Three people can vote no. Right. I think there was one guy that voted no on part of it, and everyone else voted yes on everything else. Or no. We all voted no.
So everything. you're fin- you, not guilty or whatever comes up. I don't know. Is that what we're... Yeah. Okay. Or...
Well, not or, in favor of the defense.
In favor of the defense, right. Mm-hmm. And then you're packing up your things. Mm-hmm. You're getting your purse and your coat. You've got your keys in your hand. You're walking to the car. And Steve...
Well, he actually did it before. It was the second to last day. We had lunch and we were walking back and it was very hot out, even though it was January, and I was in a sweater and I was sweating, as I tend to do for my Jewish roots. And he said, do you want to, when this is all over, do you want to get dinner sometime? And I went, because I was like so surprised. And I was like, well, pressure's on for you to have a good dinner. Okay.
Oh my God, Hannah.
And this
the
is by the way
that I married him now is shocking.
This is like on the heels of like probably eight bad internet dates.
880.
Yeah. But I mean there had been some real real losers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I had been talking to a guy during the trial and I came in and I was like, guys, I met my husband last night, and I didn't know that Steve had a crush on me at the time. And this guy turned out I never actually met him. He stood me up twice.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had been like through it.
Oh, you're one of those girls who like, oh, you fall in love over the internet?
Well, I was just like, oh, this guy seems so, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't fall in love over the internet, but I got excited about guys and then often, you know, immediately disappointed. But I kept,
like the guy who
was
moved
romantic.
Without telling you.
Like the guy who moved without, I knew he was moving. He just stopped talking to me. We were like, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. And then he moved and then
but
we
you
never
made,
spoke
you had
again.
A conversation of let's be boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes. Yes. Let's try this long distance. And then he stopped talking to me.
And then he was just gone. Like a jackalope in the night.
See, those
and
are
she
the
was
people...
like, wait, where'd like, you go?
Oh, okay.
He's like, yeah, I moved.
Except that he wouldn't even say that. Because he wouldn't talk to me.
He just ghosted her. He moved and ghosted her.
Yeah.
Did you have sex with this person?
I did not, actually.
Okay. Thank God.
So thank goodness that one.
This would be my guest list for my wedding. Like all those people. They're like, you're coming to watch
I
me get
married. I did hear from him like a year later. And I was at that point, like Steve had just moved in. And he was like, hey, back in LA, thinking of you. And I didn't know who it was at first because I had deleted his number. But I like suspected it might be him. And I looked up his Instagram. And sure enough, he was just in LA. And I... had so many responses and I didn't say anything. I left it.
You should have emoji ghosted him.
Funny enough, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. He showed me on his second date that he had sent that to a girl, that he had sent her an emoji ghost when she was like, why haven't I heard from you? And I was like, that's so funny. What? No, it's horrible.
There's an emoji ghost?
I was very blind. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even do the Instagram and I gotta find emoji ghosts.
It's just in. Yeah, it's like sending like a smiley face. There's a ghost.
And it's just,
just like scroll
and
a little
what that
bit
means?
To the right.
You've been
and you'll
ghosted.
Find it.
Well, you can. You know, it can also mean hi. Are you happy and ready for Halloween? But a lot of people just send the ghost as that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. She was like, "What's up? Why haven't I heard from you?" And he sent her a ghost, and I was like, "It's so funny." But it's like, no, he's a mean person.
Yeah.
Stop dating
right,
him.
So you
shocker, he did it to me.
You go on these dates with Steve, right?
Yes. Oh, in the first date.
Well, the first date was Valentine's Day. So we had trouble.
Oh, it's a horrible date.
Totally. So we had trouble planning because, like, he was working all the time. And I think my parents were in town visiting. So, like, by the time we finally picked a date, it was, like, 2 weeks after the trial. And it was, like, let's do brunch before. He was working at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's, like, let's have brunch on Saturday. And I didn't have the heart to tell him Saturday's Valentine's Day because it had been so long since he had asked me out. So we finally, like, scheduled the date. I go meet him at the restaurant and he has got a red rose and he stands up and he's like, someone told me that it was Valentine's Day and gives me the rose. And then we had like a nice brunch. It was very sweet. I had dinner that night. What was Brandon doing?
Oh, that's right.
Because you came over to my house for dinner.
He was in Australia.
Yes. So we had a little girl's dinner and I was like, guys, I don't know. This juror gave me a rose.
I remember that.
I think he might be different.
This juror.
It was crazy.
There was a hung jury.
You see, I would have gotten married at that courthouse.
You know what? We did discuss that, but we both hated the judge so much that we were like, no way. And like, it's not cute.
I mean, just to do it.
Yeah.
And then have the wedding. You know what I mean?
He did tell me, he was like, at some point he had planned on asking me to marry him by like taking me somehow back into the courthouse, which I was like, I don't know how you're planning on doing that. I wanted the ring to like be in the seat where I sat. But I was like, I don't know how you would
but,
go
like,
about
that. Can you
imagine
me like, just follow me? And you're like, what are we doing here?
You left one of your notes. And then, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be here. Yeah. It smells like old soup.
I only got paid $7 a day.
Bad memories for me. And Hannah just got back from her honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. We had a delayed honeymoon.
But I want to go back to the wedding first.
Okay.
Because I wasn't invited. I'm so curious.
I'm so sorry.
That's it?
That's it.
The wedding?
Yeah.
You weren't
invited.
It was great.
It was
amazing.
It was really perfect.
I loved it. The whole weekend.
Really
were you in the wedding?
I wasn't in the procession role, but I did have a speaking role.
Why,
Brandon and I had a speaking role.
Why Brandon?
Blessing.
Why wouldn't I be her? I'm more with her than Brandon is.
God.
Do you see that we're pregnant?
I know. I'm sorry. It should have been you instead
He's eating for two.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever met my husband, but yes, it should have been you.
Cool.
I'm sure I'll like him. He's a chef.
A very good chef.
If you get pregnant, I'm a doula.
No.
That's good to know. No way.
No,
I want that.
Don't
I help deliver this
vagina.
Baby.
I know.
Don't do it. Just don't tell him.
Okay, so then you had the honeymoon, which was like you just recently
they just
went?
Got back.
Just went, yeah.
Why'd you wait so long to go?
Well, he had started a job right before the wedding, and then I was working Hollywood
at Soto?
Darlings. At Soto, yeah. He was at Bouchon for many years. Then he
I
had a year
Bouchon.
Of jumping around. May it rest in peace.
Yes.
And he was jumping around for like a year and a half, and then he's been at Soto since a little bit before the wedding. And they have been very kind because he was like, hey, I'm going to have to leave for 2 weeks to go get married. And they were like, no problem. You know.
And they have their restaurant group, so they have...
well, like, they're part of... The owners of Soto also own Rosso Blue, but then they're part of Sprout, which is... like it's basically like all the amazing restaurants in LA are part of Sprout. République and yep. Bestia, and I can't think of any more. Oh, Odium. It's a great group, so...
Yeah.
Very nice people.
Okay, so then you've decided to wait for your honeymoon because it's time.
Yeah. So by the time... So like I was on Hollywood Darlings... And then it was like, okay, now we feel like it's time for you. Like, you can take 2 weeks off from work.
Again.
Again. And they were totally cool with it and super nice about it. So, yeah.
So, they went to France.
We went to France.
Oh, what time of year?
It was the spring. We actually were very lucky. It could have been... I mean, we went in the very first week of March. And we thought it was going to rain every day. And we were just kind of like, all right, whatever. It'll rain in France. But it was chilly, but sunny. Which was perfect.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed in Airbnbs. We did Paris, Lyon, and Bordeaux.
What was your favorite?
Really hard to say. I love Paris so much, and I had been once before, but and I still love it. But like the Lyon and Bordeaux are kind of smaller and like a little bit more magical. Lyon, we went there for the food. That's like the food town. And that, I mean, I think our best meals were in Lyon. And that's really all we cared about.
We went to France with
Nicole Tom
and Allison Mack.
And Allison Mack. Oh,
thank God you didn't end up in a cult.
Pre-cult. Well, I just found pictures of
us in France.
Yeah, behind all my other frames. You know, I told you I was going through my frames, and there's like pictures beyond pictures beyond pictures. I found several of me and Allison Mack.
Oh my God.
Was I in any of them?
I think you were actually. I gotta look through the file.
Post it on the Instagram.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And tag her.
Okay. Oh, no. I don't
know. No, you have to tag her.
I mean, right. Is she taggable?
Oh, yeah.
She's still on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the comments are not kind.
Oh, yeah. If she doesn't get indicted, she's got to do season 3 of Hollywood Darlings.
I'm just saying. I pray for her. I'm going to pray for her.
I love you, Allison.
Yes.
Come on the podcast. Let's talk sex cult.
Heart.
Brand me. Go ahead.
Okay, so it was a great honeymoon by all intents and purposes.
Yes,
except for one night.
Oh, one 24-hour period. We were in Paris. We really like did the travel well. I think we took the train. We had it all planned out, and it was so easy. The trains there are so easy. So we took the train from Paris to Bordeaux very early, and then our last night in Paris, we went and did. I really wanted him to see the Seine and like see everything at night. So we did just one of those like really simple hour-long boat tours, and we had been running around all day, and by the time we got to the tour it was like 9 o'clock. We hadn't really eaten dinner, and you know, it's France. Everywhere we went there was like a tiny little shop. Even when we got to the airport, we brought sandwiches at this place called Paul that's like the French Subway, and it was delicious.
Yeah, everything
like tiny little things. You'd get a piece of bread, and it was the best bread you've ever had. So there was a stand at the boat, and they were serving sandwiches, and we got these ham and cheese sandwiches, and then he microwaved them. So I was already like, oh
no,
this doesn't feel right. And we, like, it reminded me of like, not that I always went to Jewish camp, so there was never ham and cheese at camp, but
not Russian like, camp, not Russian camp,
But Jews love their summer camp.
I think Jewish parents love getting rid of their kids.
Also true.
Also.
But, and it was like the spongy bread. Like I started to eat it and I was like, this, it didn't taste like it had gone bad. It just wasn't tasty. And I was like, I don't think I want this. And Steve was like, it's okay. So he ate it. We had the boat ride. It was great. We get back early morning. We get on the train and Steve's like, I have a headache. And we make it to Bordeaux, and like, thank goodness, we were planning on just dropping off our bags. And luckily we got to the Airbnb and the guy was there and he's like, our other guests have left. So this place is yours. You don't have to wait until 5 to check in. You can just stay here. And Steve's like, you know what? Let's take like an hour long nap before we go explore. Great. Well, half an hour later, he's in the bathroom and it's coming out everywhere. And he such an awful person for sharing that about my husband.
Made food poisoning.
On a podcast, but just awful food poisoning. And we weren't sure if it was food poisoning or, you know, he's convinced it was, especially because he's in the food industry. So he's like, things need to be rotated at a certain time. And he's just like mad at that guy. He's like, that guy should have known that sandwich had gone bad. It shouldn't be out for longer.
Oh, like they care.
They don't have the same rules.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
They don't. Please. They really don't. We had a cheese plate at one restaurant that got just passed around from table to table.
Yeah.
And they would just cut off the ends. And Steve's like, they would never do that in the U.S.
We ate. Do you remember we went to that supermarket and we got the cheese and the little things of wine? And then we went to the
plastic bottles of wine.
Yep. And, went to the garden at Notre Dame.
Right.
I mean, we were eating cheese that was like practically running because it was so warm.
Oh, yeah.
And it all smelled like feet.
But it was also at like in the middle of summer and it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Nothing's really like refrigerated. It was all delicious, but
We didn't get sick.
We didn't,
thankfully. But well, I'm glad that was only, there was
it was only
like
the one day. And it was like the one day that it was pouring rain. So even he was like, you should go out. And I was like, I don't know this. Like if we'd been in Paris and I'd been a little more familiar, but, and it was absolutely
like, and
pouring.
What? Run between shops?
Yeah, what am I going
to
do?
Anyway, he did post, because I was trying to live vicariously through your Instagram, and I was happy that you guys weren't posting that much, because it meant you were just enjoying and having a good time. But every so often, there would be a picture, and then there was one of Steve being like, wah, wah, like, day whatever, food poisoning, and it's just the back of Hannah. She's just, like, on the bed, like, you know, watching something on Netflix. And I was like, oh, no.
I had no idea that he took that or posted that until, like, much, much later. And I was like, wait, thank God I'm, like, watching something that, I don't know, isn't embarrassing.
You're not watching, like, oh, God, what is it? My girlfriend watches all the time, and she loves it, but it has multiple sex scenes
there's
in it.
So many. There's something.
And she watches it on the plane.
Steve is convinced.
And she's, like, looking around. She's like, ah, fuck it. I don't care. And I'm like, oh, my.
Oh, no,
it's so graphic.
There's so many TV shows with all these, like, crazy sex scenes that I watch, and it's not, like, on purpose. They're just, like, Outlander. And
right,
Steve
right, right.
will always, like, come home, like, at the time. And he's like, what are you watching? And I'm like, no, there's content here. There's story.
They I promise, just happened 40 minutes before this was very boring. That's so funny.
Because I'm a Howard Stern fan. Mm-hmm. So, and my friend, I have a friend who's not that she's not a fan, but she's not familiar with Howard Stern. Like, she's only heard the rumors about Howard Stern. And for me, he's the number one top interviewer of all time. Like, he's insane. He's amazing. But every time she gets in the car and I have Howard Stern on, it's pussy,
right?
It's tits, it's Ron taking dildos up his ass. And I'm going, the show's not about this. Trust me. This is just, it's just not about this. Yeah. So I get that. Mm-hmm. So you write.
I write.
With Christine.
With Christine.
Yes, we write together. And then Hannah, we both write separately too.
Okay. What's the biggest challenge of writing with Christine? Just be honest, Hannah. This is the time to let it out.
Oh, God.
I really
my schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, her schedule. Also, she's also very aggressive when she doesn't like something.
No. At least not a liar. I don't know. There's no, like, nothing's precious between us. Like, there's no hurt feelings. Because I think both of us just know nothing's personal.
No. If something's not working.
We also, like, mostly agree.
Yeah. So and really I mean, and now an and then, like, we'll do passes on each other's stuff. Because we always outline together and then we decide who's going to write what. And then we go off and one person will start. And then the next person will hand it to the next person. And I usually do, if it's Hannah, I usually do a pass on what she's done. And then I continue on. And if there's a joke that you're like, I missed that joke. Okay, great. Put it back in. No big deal. You know what I mean? We fight for things every so often. Oh, yeah. I really feel like it needs to go this direction. But in general, I say we always pretty much agree, which I think you have to if you're going to be a writing team.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I would think they're different.
Although,
well, I mean, it's good to have a different perspective.
Yeah.
So, yes, but then you talk through it and then you're like, one of you is going to say, oh yeah, you're right.
Great.
And that's what happens.
Yes. And then, I mean, and we come from, I always think that Hannah's jokes are super funny. And like, she always surprises me. And I
feel the same way about her.
And thank
God. That's the fun thing is like, then I get the script back from her past and I'm like, ooh, I didn't even think of that. And that's why
it works. It's fun. Although it has only been problematic when, worst ever, we were up for a job last year. Can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't say what it is. We were up for a job last year and Hannah and I have been writing together for several years now and we've gotten really close on selling a couple things. One show they really wanted and then it sat on a shelf in development at a studio for a year and then they're like, oh yeah, we're not going to make that. Like,
now it's
just
on TV. That's normal.
Now it's on TV as someone else's show. So, you know, it's hard and it takes a lot of time and it feels like it takes a lot of energy in which you're not really getting monetarily paid for. So that being said, we were up for a show last fall and we had gotten this close on a couple of other things and we got it as a writing team.
To staff on it.
Yeah. And I was really excited because it just felt like, oh my God, like finally, you know, it's happening. And the showrunners were so lovely.
And
it would have been such a fun show to work on. Yeah. And it would have been just, I mean, really just a wonderful, lovely little happy place. And it was a sitcom. So, I mean, you know, we would have been home by like 5:37.
Yeah, they were both like, we have families and we like to see them. And that's who you want to work for.
Yeah.
Every time.
So anyway, problem being, I didn't know at that time when we went in for our last, our final callback, I didn't know whether Hollywood Darlings was going or not for a second season. So I was in this weird limbo spot of, do I take this meeting? Do I not take this meeting? And of course, your agents are always like, go take the meeting. No. We'll always take the meeting. Take the meeting. Okay. So we went out, took the meeting. We get the job. And a day later, Hollywood Darlings gets picked up. And it's going to be filming right in the middle of the season of this other show.
Yeah.
And I tried really hard to work it out and say I could be there for 10 weeks and then my partner will take over, but it will all be written already and she can take over. And they just were like, no. We want you both and we want you both for the whole time and it's not going to work out. And it was horrible. It's horrible to turn down a job, especially when you've worked so hard for something. And then it sucked for Hannah because, you know, she couldn't even get anything out of it. Yeah. Luckily, though,
all worked out.
It happened. You know, I felt horrible about it. You were really gracious about it, thankfully.
But we got to, I mean, and then I got to work on Hollywood Darlings, which originally was going to be a 3-week job and turned into 11, 12 weeks.
Yeah, right. Hannah got promoted to you were a consulting producer,
and then
you became a supervising producer.
So that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of this season, so I think it's going to be good. Now I'm, you know, trying to staff alone because she's an actress.
How's that going?
It's the time now.
So now it's starting?
It'll start in a couple weeks, so we'll see.
Because we have to see what gets picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like 3 weeks of crunch time and everyone's putting
what shows insanity. have you staffed on?
I started off, my first show was a show called CVTV, which is how I met Christine.
I remember that. I actually went to the set of that.
Rest in peace, God. Stevie.
Oh God.
Is she still working, that girl?
No.
She unfortunately passed away.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it happened.
What happened?
She took a downturn. Yeah.
She suffered from some mental health and depression,
which she was very open about.
Yeah.
And
she unfortunately took her own life.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's really sad.
When?
She's a really talented girl.
6 months ago, 7 months ago.
What was she doing before that? Anything?
She had done a few things. I mean, she was so talented. She was absolutely hysterical. She was like a
YouTube
show.
She was like
a YouTube star. She was like kind of one of the first ones to like get
a show.
Yeah.
Out of just
doing
being
characters.
On YouTube. Yeah, right. Doing characters on YouTube. Worked on the show with her. She was a delight to work with. She had two seasons of that show, and then
on VH1.
I know she did something with Brody Jenner.
Yeah, she did like a live. It was like a filmed podcast for E.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, show, yeah, yeah.
Sex with Brody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was his co-host, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you go to the funeral?
There was a like kind of memorial thing that was put together by some people who had worked. I think it was some friends, but they included all the Stevie TV people. And that was, that whole experience was amazing. I was with, not the funeral, but the people I worked with. The writer's room was really incredible. It is kind of crazy because I was the only woman on that show for a show starring a woman, which is whatever. That being said, they were a bunch of feminist men, and they were fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They fully respected my opinion and would be like when I said, hey, guys, let's not make fat jokes about Khloe Kardashian. Like, we're past that, and our audience is probably going to be heavier than she is. And they totally were like, yep, got it.
You're right. Cool.
So it was a great group of guys that I still talk to, pretty much all of them.
Can I ask how she took her life?
No, let's not go there.
I'm just got to know, and so do the fans.
I think you're like not supposed to say, aren't you like not supposed to say, if you need help, call someone. If you are feeling down.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Call someone.
Yeah.
Someone will be there for you.
I can't believe it. She was so funny.
Yeah. Well,
tragedy.
Depression is a very strong
thing. People got issues. You don't ever really know what someone's going through in their life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So Hannah and I met doing that show because I got cast in a sketch, and then they brought me back for another sketch and another sketch.
Did you do like a housewives sketch?
I did. Yeah. I played Taylor. Beverly Hills.
Right.
And I had these crazy big lips, and it was so fun. It was really just like such a blast.
All of the watching of reality TV shows I did really came in handy for that show because I was like, yes, I know that one. Yes, I know that one, and now I can make fun of it. And I was like, see. It was worth it.
Yeah. No, I'm obsessed too. I mean, there's not one that I miss. Are you watching Love After Lockup?
No.
She did watch my 30 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé.
I went on a binge on that over New Year's.
Which season?
The most recent.
So it's the one with... Okay, you didn't see the one with Mohammed.
Yes, I did. No, I didn't see the one with Mohammed, but I saw them on a happily ever after ?
Yeah, they do that. They do that. Oh. They do a season of that.
Yes,
too.
I watched that also. That's how I got into it. I started happily ever after, and then I watched the recent season before that.
Oh my God, it's so that show. That I think that show's genius. 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, it's I could not look away.
Okay, so the creators of that show created a show called Love After Lockup.
You literally plug the show every
I plug it every time because I feel like everyone should watch the show.
Okay.
It's only 6 episodes.
We get it.
Okay.
It's on Wii TV. So on demand, Wii. and I guess these people have met these inmates on like dateaninmate.com.
And now they're like dating after the fact?
So they're about to get released.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you see them right before they get out. And then the whole... It's
sold.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Are you happy about the Bridezilla return?
I don't watch that. I like Married at First Sight.
I can't get into it.
That's a favorite of mine.
Can't
love
get into
the
it.
Bachelor.
Can't get
Christina,
it? I gave up on The Bachelor.
Ugh, The Bachelor's the best. I love all Bravo. All of Bravo.
The only one that I didn't get into was the To Rome for Love.
Oh, my friend produced that one.
Sorry, didn't get into it. Didn't like it.
I didn't really watch it either. I'm a bad friend. No, I love all that shit. Oh, I was going to say, this is what I didn't want to like talk because I hadn't been introduced yet. But guys, I went in deep on Ashley's Instagram, the girl from Southern Charm, Thomas's new girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She looks different in every picture. I don't know what she really looks like.
Oh, really?
Without makeup. Oh, she's an entirely different person.
I don't even know how to follow her. I don't even know how to follow her.
I saw from the second season or from the next episode, there's like a clip of her without the makeup.
Yeah.
And Brandon goes,
in the bedroom.
Who's that?
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
Where she's in the bed. Yeah.
That's what made me go look at her Instagram.
Yeah. I was like, what does she look like? Yeah. She looks a lot like Landon, and they're like besties.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm. But sometimes she looks a lot like Landon, and sometimes she looks like an entirely different human being.
Wait, where is Landon this season?
She lives in Malibu now.
Not on.
Oh, I was wondering.
I wonder. I keep thinking they're going to bring her back, though.
I knew something was.
I'm sure she'll be back for an episode.
I knew something was missing. So she went back to Malibu?
I guess.
How are they besties?
Well, she's from Santa Barbara, so there's like all these pictures of them in California together.
So that
I don't know if she knew Landon first or
she
what.
She had to have. This is. It seems set up.
I mean, the girl's obviously trying to get on TV. Come on.
It seems set up.
Yeah.
What a bitch. I'm so upset.
I love Chelsea.
Love.
I love how they say her name. Chelsea. Chelsea. Her name's Chelsea.
I'm loving the girl power. Like, I. Oh my gosh.
Really, oh,
no. I'm excited about this season.
Yeah,
I am excited.
Too. Yeah, that JD's in trouble.
Ooh. They were not happy with him.
Oh my God. It was
so
amazing.
Good.
Yeah. Naomi, really, I mean, from Gotta
We're
Be,
not a reality podcast,
I
but
know.
Like,
I know, but we have but to still. Talk about the Southern Trip. Naomi, from being like a periphery character, has really come full force.
Oh, yeah.
She was giving everyone the business.
And I realized we're going to see her nose job.
She got
because
a nose job?
She got a nose job.
That was one of the things I liked the most about her was her nose.
How do you know that all this inside stuff?
Oh, she posted
stuff.
It. And now...
So you follow
about
her everyone.
Once the show started... It was like on, you know, Us Weekly or something.
She looks so unique, so pretty.
I know. And then I realized, like, wait, that's still her old nose. So I think it's going to happen, like, during the season.
Maybe she breaks it or something.
I don't think so.
Maybe Craig breaks
it. She was like, I needed to... Oh,
you don't know.
So,
with his sewing machine.
But I did go to watch What Happens Live
at the Will Turn this week. Shut up. Who'd you see?
You know what? It was kind of disappointing, guys. It was, well, Milo Ventimiglia and Ricky Martin, who like,
I saw
cool,
that
whatever, but I don't know.
It's an odd pairing.
I get excited about reality TV stars. You know, you live in Hollywood, like, there's very few celebrities
I have
who are like,
this,
oh my God.
I have this conversation with Christine every week. I say, I've worked with Streisand. I've met Elizabeth Taylor. And I don't fan out.
Yeah.
You put fucking NeNe Leakes in front of me or Portia Williams or something, and I will freak out.
Totally.
I will freak out.
Yeah, I did. That's who I want to see.
I met Tamar Braxton yesterday.
Tamar.
I did the Steve Harvey show with her. She was on the panel.
Love Steve Harvey.
Super sweet. So nice. I'm like calling him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we're besties right now. We exchanged numbers. He's like, oh. Why didn't I go with you? I should have gone with you. He's like freaking out.
Well, I had met her at the green room at Sirius XM in New York because she was going on one show and we were going on another show promoting. Is when I did that renovation show for FYI. Oh no, what network was it? I think it was FYI.
DIY.
No, I don't remember. Anyway, I did a renovation show with Alyssa Milano, and anyways, so it was a special. So we were going around the Sirius circuit, and she was going in for something as well, and her mother and her father were there, and Vince, who she's divorcing. Did she get divorced?
I don't know. She alluded to a few things, but from her own life, but she didn't talk about it specifically.
We are the Braxtons, and you see.
Okay. Watch that one. The Vanderpump Rules kids were there, though. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I had to take pictures with them after, and I saw Lala.
I saw... Jax and his girlfriend last year at the NHL All-Star Game here in LA at LA Live. We were sitting next to each other in the bar.
Oh,
I talked to him because he's from Michigan, and it turns out he's from the same town where my sister teaches.
Everyone's from Michigan.
Everyone's from Michigan. There's
is
a
he a Russian Jew?
He's definitely not.
Okay. So was it a long taping? Do they tape?
No,
much?
It's so quick because it's half an hour, and it was like a little bit before, and then they do an after show after, so it's really fast.
Yeah, and after the show, do they like come out? Like, what's a
no? Well, I was there with my friend who's a member of the TV Academy,
did you get
so
a
it was
gift
an
bag?
FYC. We didn't get gift bags, but we did get to try food by the Top Chefs, which I've been always wanting to do. That I love Top Chef, and it was really good. It was the final three from this season.
Oh, wow!
And they just like handed out a couple little things, and it was delicious.
That's
interesting.
Great.
It was good times, but there were crazy people there. the fans of Andy Cohen are insane.
Yeah.
And we were sitting next to these people, and I don't know if they were part of the FYC event or they were just like fans. We were sat in the super fan section and they were screaming the whole time and they were taking pictures, and like the poor producer came over three times every commercial break and was like, please don't yell out stuff while we're shooting. And please don't take pictures while we're shooting. You can totally do it during the commercial breaks because it is live
right.
in the East Coast. And then she kept looking at me and she's like, you're very calm. And I was like, yeah, well. And I used to work. I mean, I used to work for Andy's show. So I was
you
like,
did?
He's my old boss. Yes.
Which show?
It was called Then and Now with Andy Cohen.
Oh, I saw that. You did that show?
I did. I was a producer on that show.
I didn't like it.
Well,
I didn't like
it. Well, all right.
Okay. Well, tell us how you really feel.
Well, no. And I don't mind. I mean, I wanted to like it. I just was like, he's not that kind of host. Like what I love about Andy is he fans out too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was too like Barbara Walters kind of.
Yeah. It got a little like, it kind of felt like it was meant to be serious.
Yeah. I didn't,
aren't we talking about like fruit by the foot and like,
I know we were trying
bracelets?
To like have some games and stuff.
Yeah.
Going.
I just
it
feel
just
like it wasn't
did.
His niche. I love him on the dating game thing or the, whatever the,
you know what you're talking about. I can't think of what
whatever.
Connect love connection.
Love connection. Think he's great on that. Great kind of show for him. Let's not try to get Andy into a serious like docu.
Yeah.
No. He should do the reunions and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he should write funny books about parties that he's been to. That's stuff I want to hear about.
Yeah. Agreed. We've been trying to get on Watch What Happens Live.
Ugh.
Me, Jody, and Beverly.
Yes.
And it's like a flat out like no.
Yeah. You guys are like no. You're not that caliber.
Oh, that would be so fun.
I guess not.
You're not the caliber of James
We're not
Taylor.
Movie stars or reality stars.
No, I think that if you guys were fanning out about his shows, like some of the celebrities do, then you'd have a better chance.
I do fan out about all the housewives.
I'm talking about.
We have a Real Housewife reference in Hollywood Darlings.
I'm talking about constantly tweeting to like the, you know, that kind of thing.
Thought of that.
Well, yeah. Beverly's watching JAG, so I don't know how I'm going to get her.
She's watching
Bravo.
JAG?
She literally watches like the weirdest shows.
She like does she watch like the Up Network?
No.
Okay.
She watches like what my parents. Her DVR must look like my parents' DVR. She's like, I'm just loving this the new
funny.
Season of JAG or whatever it is.
New
and I'm
JAG.
Like,
they probably stopped airing 10
what,
years
is
ago.
Is that on? I don't even
what's
know.
What's she like? What's that Texas Ranger one? The
Walker.
Is she watching Texas Walker
probably,
Texas Ranger?
Probably.
Oh my god.
I don't know who. I feel like maybe Michael controls the remote. I'm not really sure.
What would be the dream staffing job show-wise? That's on now.
That's on now. I'm sorry. It's on True TV. I'm obsessed with it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. It's Andrea Savage. She's a comedian and she writes and acts in it. And she's just like Hollywood mom. It's just,
I've heard about yes,
Tom
yes.
Everett Scott.
Tom Everett
Scott. Is that his name?
Yeah, he plays
her husband. And it's just very funny, irreverent. I mean, to be honest, like for me, the tone I think of Hollywood Darling season two is very similar to I'm Sorry. And the fact that like it's just people who are like living normal-ish lives in Hollywood, but just not afraid to go there and like really laugh at it and have a fun time.
Is that coming back for another season?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Was there a job you ever got fired on?
No. I didn't get asked back to the second season of Andy Cohen, and I didn't get asked. Stevie TV.
Did they have a second season of Andy Cohen?
They did. I think the entire staff was different. Okay. Stevie TV, they had asked me to come back because Partners had been canceled. I like did Stevie TV, then I did Partners, and I was like, I've made it. I'm on a CBS sitcom. We're airing after How I Met Your Mother. We're before Two Broke Girls, when Two Broke Girls was like a massive hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. And six episodes later, we got canceled. Which I think if we had been on we wouldn't have been canceled. It was just like as the
surprised.
Ratings were switching.
We just had a writer from Two Broke Girls on here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm very surprised that show got canceled. It had like all the makings of, you know.
You know, it was creators of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Really great. It was Michael Urie, who's hysterical, David Krumholtz.
Right.
Brandon, oh my God, Routh and Sophia Bush. They were all fantastic.
But there's no rhyme or reason anymore.
I know.
And honestly, it was just numbers that the next year weren't shocking. But at the time, CBS was like, what? We can't handle these numbers.
Well, like we had.
And they have Big Bang Theory, which still is.
Right.
Like my
popular.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, right? We had
Dave Hall
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It gets like negative numbers. Gets,
oh, for sure we got
it. But they get picked up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, CW.
It's CW.
Yeah.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying like, what?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to anything. But we got canceled. And then Stevie TV was like, hey, saw your show got canceled. Sorry about it. But we're coming back for season two. And I was like, great. But they wouldn't let me go out for staffing during the show. So I didn't go back.
What do you mean?
Joke's on me.
It was going to be filming, and she wanted to have an out to be able to go take meetings so that she could set up her next
job. And they said,
job,
you cannot take
and
meetings.
Let her. You could have faked a lot of illnesses.
Well, I'd have to not be exclusive to them. That was the problem.
Got it. It was a VH1 show. They have to have exclusive.
Apparently.
I know. They're crazy about that stuff. Because it's not just VH1. They're owned by a parent company.
By the way, did you watch the reboot of Top Model with Tyra?
I did.
And I'm so happy.
I'm not.
Oh, because I hated it with, what's her name?
Oh, yeah. No, I just think I'm not happy with who the winner was.
You didn't think the ball girl should win, did you?
No, Christiana.
That's who I thought was going to win.
Please.
The whole season I thought she was going to win.
Of course. She was the best. She was adorable.
I thought she should have won.
She represented body diversity. She represented age diversity. She was so sweet.
Yeah.
And she was a great model.
I wasn't upset by who won. I just didn't think she was I didn't think she was going to win.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's gorgeous, that girl.
Yeah. Okay, can we get back to Hannah and her writing?
Sorry, you and your writing.
I'm not watching Top Model.
You're not watching Top Model?
I didn't even know it was back on. I feel VH1. Like I watched that like 10 years ago.
It's back.
It's correct. Okay.
So when Hannah got...
RuPaul's Drag Race, you watching it?
Yes. Okay, but anyway.
When Hannah got
I'm watching
the job on Stevie TV, was it Stevie TV? The very first time. Uh-huh. Her dad was like, she's like, I got my first like, writing job.
I'm so glad you remember this because I don't.
Yeah. She's like, I got my first writing job, Dad. This is really great. And she's telling me this as the two of us are doing a sketch together. And it was like literally the first time that I knew she was a writer and producer on the show, but she sometimes acted.
And
so it was the first time we'd really gotten a chance to chat. And she's telling me the story. Her dad's like, well, just be careful in those writers' rooms, Hannah. Lots of cocaine. She was like, huh? Like, what? How do you
not
know
1987.
That, Dad? Yeah, he was like probably thinking back to the days of like Cheers when people were just doing coke. Right.
SNL.
Taxi.
Yeah, Taxi. Like, she's like, Dad, I'm pretty sure we're not doing coke in the writer's room of Stevie TV, but okay.
Definitely was not happening.
No.
Like, no, it's nerds now. We're nerds who write in comedy rooms now.
Yeah, you guys are like YouTubers and like.
We're not YouTubers. No.
Yeah, that's the writing room.
Not you.
Not any writing rooms I've been in, but definitely no one's partying
bloggers.
Like crazy.
A lot of people do come from the blogging world.
That's true.
You may know Hannah, even though she was not featured on this season of Hollywood Darlings. Last season, because she was behind the scenes more, last season she was in an episode. It was the breastfeeding episode. And she played, if you watch the first season, she played the crazy... nonprofit woman of boob and dumped milk all over my head.
Oh, it was good times.
Yeah, it was good times.
I was so nervous because obviously we only had one take, so I was like, I have to get it right. I have to get it right. Because the first time that we did act together on Stevie TV, I had to throw, we were doing a parody of Basketball Wives and The Artist. The Artist had just won Best Picture. And so it was a black and white thing, and Stevie and Christine throw water in each other's faces, and then I feel left out and I just throw water in my own face, and I got it wrong on the first take, which like is really hard to not throw water in your own face correctly. So then it was like the pressure was on. Well, I had to dump this giant container of almond milk, supposed to be breast milk, on top of Christine's head. Also, I got that part because I made the name Hannah in the outline.
Oh,
see how
funny.
Nepotism works.
I nepotized myself.
That's right.
Well, why don't you just write one of the regular characters as Allah?
Well, that's what happened this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I showed up. Any bad like experiences with actors who didn't like something that you've written? You don't have to name the actor or anything like that. If you want to, it'd be great.
Not really. I've been very lucky. Hollywood Darlings was like an absolute dream. I mean, the three girls, like, you can't ask.
Except for that one.
Yeah, except I won't say Jody. Which one of the three. No.
Just kidding. Totally kidding.
No, I mean, you cannot ask for like three people.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
they're acting and producing, and they were all like, you guys were just like, everyone's super nice, super smart. They all get it. They like know how to make every situation even funnier than it is. So that was a dream. I really have like only gotten along with the actors I work with. I just saw Sophia Bush a couple weeks ago. I haven't seen her since the show. We kept in touch after the show for a while. I haven't seen her in a little while since she's been in Chicago. I did. I volunteered at March for Our Lives.
Yes.
I went.
I wish I had just gone. I will never volunteer.
Why? What did you? What's the volunteer?
Something like this. I had to show up at 6 a.m.
What does the volunteer do?
I was a peace ambassador. So I have to show up at 6 and, you know, you just sign, you show up and say, I'm here. I went with my friend Mary Beth and they gave us a t-shirt and then they were like, here's where you're supposed to be at. And you have like 3 hours until anyone's really there. So part of my job was standing on the corner. We were pretty close to where the speeches were. There's this guy selling merchandise on the corner and it's not official merchandise. So they want me to tell people as they come up to buy the t-shirts. Ooh. So awkward.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, this is not the merchandise that actually goes to the organization. That's there. That's here. And they're like, you know, try to be secretive about it. So oh, I am just like creeping up to people and being like, do you, if you're going to buy a t-shirt, you should go down that way. And then the guy's like, hey, are you taking people away from me? And he's like, I'm just trying to make a living. And I was like, I know. He's like, well, mine's for charity too. I was like, what charity? And he said some name and I looked it up. It doesn't exist. And I was like, oh, okay. So I just like let him have some people after that.
Oh God.
And then I had to stand in between the counter protesters.
Oh no.
So we were like forming a line, holding hands. There were like 15, 20 people there maybe doing the counter protesting.
Forming a line like Red Rover, Red Rover.
Yes. Red Rover, Red Rover, right over. Don't cross this line and kill each other, please. So it's like all the marchers and then all the peace ambassadors and it's on this corner and then police behind us and then the protesters. We were there for 3 hours in that specific space. It was horrible. It was just people screaming at each other. Oh, and by God. The end, I like kind of hated our side too because I was like, you're gonna yell at these guys? Like they cared enough to come out here.
How big of a crowd can it be? I mean, we're in Los Angeles. Like,
oh no, there were 20 people.
Yeah,
it was nothing.
Like, I can't imagine like pro NRA. You know.
Yeah, it was not a big group, and people would come up to us and be like, "Why are you protecting them?" And it's like, no, we just don't want you guys to fight. And like, they have a permit to be there, and this is a protest, you know, for nonviolence.
And why are you engaging? Just keep marching.
Oh, it was constant. God. So we were just like in the middle of it. But the fun thing was, I see a bunch of people like marching by. It was like Connie Britton, and then I see Sophia, and I had been told don't talk to the actors. And I was like, well, I'm going to talk to the one that I know. I was like, Sophia, just like, oh my God. So I'm like trying to hug her, but I'm still holding on to everyone, even though it's not like she was going to break through the barrier. And she's like, oh my God, are you okay? So that was fun.
How do you volunteer? Like, where do you go? Like,
you
how
just did sign you up online.
Before, my how far in it. Advance?
Oh, I mean, I think I signed up like the week before or something, 2 weeks before. I'm sure you could have signed up the night before.
Don't do it.
Just go up and show.
No, because I wanted the free t-shirt.
Oh my God.
It wasn't worth it. I was so, that night I went to a basketball game and I was so like triggered by people yelling at each other.
Oh,
so there
sure.
was like, it was the Michigan versus Florida to get into the Final Four.
I know. I listen, I hate the Noles, so I don't even want to. So I'm happy that
Michigan won.
They didn't win the first game. Do they?
Well, you can't lose in the tournament and move on.
Oh, that's right. You're right. It was the final eight.
This was the Elite Eight.
Yeah, sorry.
And I was in the Michigan section and someone started saying something. There were a couple Florida guys in our section and they were saying something about the Seminoles and they spelled it. There was a cheer where they spelled and someone goes, oh, good for you. You can spell Seminoles. And I was like, don't fight. Don't fight. Because it had just been a few hours before that. And I was like, they're going to kill each other. So it was emotionally draining. It was the worst.
How long did you stay there?
I was there for a total of like 6 hours.
It's long.
My feet hurt from just standing. It was. Next time I'll just go to the march.
Yeah.
I want the t-shirt.
I was going to tell you. So before I got into writing.
Yes.
I did improv.
Oh, yes.
I did improv for many years in Chicago. And then I did some still out here at the West Side Comedy Theater as part of this group called Mission Improvable. That was short form comedy. Pretty fun. We did a show. So we did some tour shows and we did a show that was a group of kids that it was basically like a Make-A-Wish kind of trip. So they most of them had cancer, most or all.
Wow.
And we're doing this show, and first of all, I realized they're also Orthodox Jews. And
you always had to take it with the Jews.
I know, it's just a thing.
Always back to the Jews. Are you rubbing it in my face because I'm Palestinian?
Yeah, we're going to settle Middle East peace right here, right now.
Go ahead.
Well, the reason it was important is because we played a game where you bring the kids up on stage and they move you around. And I realized because they're Orthodox Jews, there's something called Shomer Shabbos, and boys can't touch girls and girls can't touch boys. And I realized like we have to be careful of who we bring up on stage to move us around.
That's how we are too, I think. I
mean, yeah.
Kids can, obviously.
I know. I realized after the fact we probably was okay, but it was like, let's just avoid that. But the thing that really sucked is all these kids are sick, and we play this game called Mr. Know-It-All. And it's like you ask a question, and then the actors say one word at a time to answer the questions. Like, you can answer any ask any question in the world. And some kid's like, what's the cure for cancer? And they're like,
Oh, God.
And I think we were just like, well, good question. The answer, and you know, everyone's like delaying as long as possible. I think it was like, the cure is love.
Oh man. As a cancer survivor.
That's a cringer.
I know. Seriously. It was so, what were you going to say? Oh, that was horrible. And then I got hired to do this one night gig. It was a murder mystery. And the guy's like, super easy.
Where are you at?
This is in LA. I'm in LA. Pre-Stevie TV, because I wouldn't have taken this job if I...
This is like a dinner...
This is like a dinner... So it was a company was celebrating that they had like $1 million in sales, some kind of insurance company. And so they're having a fancy dinner downtown.
Hey, guys, we made it. Let's murder mystery dine.
So they hire this company to do this murder mystery thing who was connected to this improv theater I was part of. And they didn't tell... The gig is they don't tell everyone that it's a murder mystery. Oh. They tell them, guys, them that they're seeing a stand-up comedian.
Oh, no.
So it's this guy. His name is Joe. And he comes in and he's like, hey, yeah, I'm Joe. I'm a stand-up comedian. And then he's got a guy who's his agent. And it is like they belonged in the cast of like in the movie Annie. You know, the agent, like he was very slick. And then I'm playing his girlfriend. And then I think there was a photographer maybe.
Are you like chewing gum and stuff as his girlfriend?
I was not doing my like, you know, gangster's mom, like, no. but I had just had knee surgery, so I was limping. And then the whole plan is that we're going to go and say hi to everyone and talk to everyone. And then his wife is going to show up. And after I've been introduced as the girlfriend, so now I'm pretending not to be the girlfriend, but everyone knows I am. And then he goes up to perform, takes a drink of water from this water bottle that's moved around throughout the evening, and drops dead. And then we pull him off, and then it's like, there's been a murder! Who is it? And you bring people up, and they're like, you know, we figure it out as we go. There's no script. You just kind of play it, and we're like, okay. And I knew the girl who was playing the wife, and I didn't know anyone else ahead of time. So we go for this party, and it turns out like he has basically this stand-up comedian who no one's heard of has come with an entourage. He's got his agent, he's got his girlfriend, he's got his best friend
in real life,
and that's what these people think.
Oh, okay.
They don't know what's going on. Okay. And they're all there, and none of them are allowed to bring plus ones, so they're like,
oh,
the people
no.
who work for this company are already pissed to begin with. Because like, why does this guy get to bring this whole group? I've never heard of him. I don't want to see him do stand up. And why are they talking to us? Mm-hmm. I'm like introducing myself to everyone.
And they're like,
it's
great.
His girlfriend. And they're like, okay,
when
why are you
start?
Here? Like,
no.
It's also it's supposed to be like an hour of that and then the stand up. But dinner is delayed. So that's not happening. So it's a solid 2 hours of me talking to these people. And the wife shows up. So now I'm the one having an affair with this guys. I mean, it was not Brad Pitt. And everyone is looking at me like, you bitch. You
oh
are cheat. Like, you're the other woman. And I'm getting dirty looks from everyone.
And is the wife acting against you?
The wife is pretending that she doesn't know who I am. Like, that I'm there as his photographer. And she doesn't know that we're having an affair. But everyone else, I've already been introduced as his girlfriend. And now... So now I'm just like, I feel so awful because even though I know I'm not the other woman, I feel like it. And so I decide to just pretend to get wasted. So I just keep ordering drinks that look like, I think I told them, like, you know, Diet Coke with vodka, but don't put any vodka in it. But I kept ordering it. And so I'm pretending to get drunk and I'm going to the bathroom being like, have you ever loved a man who's unavailable? And they're like,
oh my God.
Girl, you should leave him. And I was like, I know.
Oh, in the bathroom, you're continuing.
In the bathroom, I'm continuing this act. And it goes on.
You're an idiot.
2 hours.
Are you out of your mind?
She's getting paid. This is the deal.
I got paid $100 for this job.
I know. So why not just like pretend like you're acting, but really just don't do anything? Jimmy, it's not like
I'm just standing here. I'm getting dirty looks anyway. So I was kind of like, I might as well just go for it.
How many people are at this dinner?
Like 100.
Yeah. They're not going to know.
Oh,
you know.
And they didn't care.
Yeah.
So then by the time he starts to do the stand-up and drops dead, they don't care. They're all hammered from the open bar. They just want their dinner. They're like, we don't give a shit. This is stupid. They bring us all up.
God.
And like the guy comes back as a cop and he's like, there's been a murder. We need to find out who did it. And they're like, we don't care.
Oh, no.
And the guy who hired us to begin with is part of the lineup. And he's like, can we just end this? Everyone hate. It was just horrific. $100
oh
I got paid.
My God. That's a dumb idea.
Dollars. It was a stupid idea. I mean, I think they normally do it and tell people, but you got to tell people that they're in a murder mystery.
Yeah, because you have to know what you're getting.
But how do they
into.
Not know? That's my thing. It's like, I would have been like, this girl is, you know, because I'm sure not everyone that's, this couch.
Feathers literally feathers shedding out of the couch.
Like, what the fuck, this stupid couch. I would think I would be able to tell, like, this is, like, yeah. I'm not sure. I'm sure not everyone was Academy Award winning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd be like, this guy.
You had to be looking at this guy coming in who looks like, he, you know, he's an agent from the 1940s who's like, hey, you know.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah.
Come on.
This is like guys in like, dolls
can't be real.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
So dumb.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Oh, God.
And look at you now.
And look at you now.
Out of work.
Married to a chef. I mean, how worse could it get, right? Wait a minute. Are you planning on having children?
Yes.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh. I'm like, oh, okay.
Way to break the news on the podcast.
No, the look
sure
that,
that's
the
first
looks
person
that I got was like,
what? Well, like, who are you? My mother?
Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering. Are you?
Yes.
I mean, you're not getting any younger. I'm saying it because,
God.
You know, well, you were just talking. I'm just saying that, you know.
Yeah, no, we
got to start planning.
Yes, they want children.
Yes, we want children.
How old is Stevie?
He's the same age as me. We're both 36.
Okay, so you only listen.
Yeah, I know. He came with me to a doctor's appointment once, and she said, are you guys planning on having kids? And we said, yeah, we want a couple. And she went, and Steve was like, why did you just snort? And she's like, you are right. I did do that. I'm sorry. She's like, well, you just need to get on it. We're like, we know.
God. Have you checked your eggs?
How do you check your eggs?
Well, they can check to see how, for, you know.
I have
how,
not done that.
That's like really invasive.
Yeah. We're going to just like see what happens right. first. And
yeah.
You,
have you check
the
you have
plug?
Some,
yeah.
You
know, I mean,
this is very
pulled the
personal.
Plug.
What do you call
it? I don't think you call it pulling the plug.
What do you call it? Pull the cord?
Pull the goalie.
Pull the goalie.
Drop him on his head. What?
Oh, God.
So wait. Are you? When is that happening?
I don't know. Hopefully soon. We'll see. It's all in God's plan. Just kidding.
Like, that was like an evil laugh, Anna. You're like,
listen, after she has this baby, I'm available for live podcasting, live for the birth of your child, dooing it.
Here's the good news.
Go ahead.
Whether you have a boy or girl,
mm-hmm.
Praise be to God that you'll have one of each or whatever you want. We have lots of baby stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be done. So
I mean, you've already passed me stuff for pre-pregnancy. So.
Yes, I have. So
she
I'm
gave
just
her fertility
be,
I gave her my ovulation test yeah.
from the first time around.
Oh, good. So you yeah. started that?
I just like have it. We're not going to say anymore because like people are going to hear this.
Yeah, let them have their private life. God, you don't need to be in the middle. It's for whenever they want to use it. If they
want
to use it. Some people don't even
want to
use it.
To miss out on the chance of having a child.
Thank
Why
you.
Are you
I'm
so
being,
obsessed?
I'm being that, there for you. I'm sorry that Christine isn't in the same
I think I'm not the same
crying,
age when you had
like,
Georgia.
Huh?
I'm the same age that Christine had Georgia.
Yeah.
And now she's
no, I know
second,
that. That's
so.
What I'm saying. Like, this is it. Like, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's. No one. There's no let's. Yeah. Hannah was one of the first people to hold Georgia. Mm-hmm. She came that first week. Oh my God. I just found those pictures.
I was in the birthing room. What are you trying to one up me? Give
yeah,
me a break.
Much.
I literally saw the baby come out.
No, you didn't.
I did, actually. You just didn't know it.
Well, you said you were behind the curtain.
I was, but I was poking and seeing what was going on because I heard like screaming from the doctor. I thought the baby had died. I was so scared.
I can't believe you let him in the room.
I didn't.
I broke in.
You know what? Which goes to show you the medical community is not very secure.
Yeah, apparently not.
They know me at that hospital.
They know you.
Get it. Hannah, this has been amazing.
Thank you guys.
Thank
so
you
much
so
for
much for being
me.
On the podcast.
I love it.
I hope you get a job soon.
Me too.
I hope she does too. But
and
I also,
a child.
But I also hope that our
job
show comes back.
And bring
then,
us in. And bring us in. Bring
if
us
she gets
in.
A job and then my our show comes back and then she can't do it, I'll cry.
Well, hopefully
no,
I
but
can
she's
do both.
Gonna get both.
Hopefully you can
you
do
guys
both.
You guys work a
We got time till season three.
Yeah, you guys usually shoot in the fall, right?
Yeah,
usually, but we'll see what happens if we get another pickup. We always have to wait on Miss Sweeten. She's got another schedule we have to work around, and I've got a baby in my belly, so
figure out. But it's gonna
we'll
happen.
Figure it out.
I feel very good.
Yes,
about season three.
Hannah, where can people find you on social?
On social, I'm Hannah Lopatin on Twitter. HANNA. Lopatin. That's really
There's
it.
No
I, my Instagram is I'm not a palindrome.
She's not a Hannah.
I'm not a Hannah.
You're a Hannah.
I'm a Hannah, but I'm not a palindrome. There was a book that everyone read in first grade called Hannah is a Palindrome. And the whole thing was Otto makes fun of Hannah for being a palindrome. And then the teacher's like, guess what, Otto? So are you. And the kids miss the point because then they'd be like, Hannah, you're a palindrome. And I was like, you didn't read that book very clearly. They were the kids in the lower level of reading. I didn't read it because I was in the higher one. I'm not a palindrome. So Hannah.
That is such like a writer's like memory. You know what I mean? That is such like a joke for like someone who is going to obviously be a writer.
And it stayed with me.
Yeah.
Since first grade when they made fun of me for being a palindrome. And I was like, I'm not. It's really just Twitter because my Instagram's private.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, why
very
is,
private.
Why is your Instagram
private? Well, first of all, no one cares. Although I do get, when Hollywood Darlings things shares, I do get stuff. I'm not going to make enough to like be merchandising.
No,
things,
am I
so.
Following you, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I just want people I
know
how
to work it.
I don't know how to work it, so
I
might.
Maybe you might not be, but you have to request me, and I only approve people I know.
Okay, great.
Because I'm very private.
Great, but you're gonna. Well, we need to get you another Instagram. We need you a little public for the birthing of the child.
Oh my God! Don't give it to him. Don't when he requests you.
Is your husband Jewish?
No,
but they did have a Jewish wedding.
We did.
You.
They had a chuppah. Mm-hmm.
You break the glass? Or what?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he broke the glass.
He breaks the glass.
Yeah.
He breaks the glass. Mm-hmm. What do? Jump over the broom?
No, he didn't have a broom. Okay. There were no brooms.
Was there a giant chair involved where they lifted you?
We didn't do that. My husband is 6'4".
Yeah.
And not a skinny man. And he said, I do not want to be lifted in the chair for the horror. We did have a horror, but we just didn't do the chairs. And I was okay with that. We did not need to do that.
So is all the food at the wedding kosher?
No.
It was delicious, though.
It was delicious.
I wasn't invited. I don't know.
Well, we almost had bacon-wrapped shrimp, and my mom was like, that's
double,
too far.
That's too double.
Far. She was like, one or the other is fine. Both.
Right, because can you eat shrimp?
I don't keep kosher.
But is shrimp
is not kosher, and nor is bacon.
But shrimp's not a bottom feeder, right?
Yeah.
It's not because we can't eat bottom feeders, but we've eaten shrimp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Muslims?
Yeah.
We as in Muslims.
Yeah, as in Muslims. Like, we're not supposed to eat pork, obviously.
Yeah.
Which I just fed him some
lasagna. My husband's always asking
me. Full of pork the other night.
Perfect.
What I don't know doesn't count.
My husband's always asking me the rules, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm a Reform Jew. I'm a really cultural Jew. I don't keep kosher. I never have. Mm-hmm. So.
Stephen, right, get to the bottom of it.
Hannah, I love your one handle, Twitter.
Watch Hollywood Darlings.
Watch Hollywood Darlings.
Season 2 on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Pop.
Look out for Hannah when she gets her next writing job. We don't know when. Look out for Christine and Hannah when they sell a show. We don't know when.
Hopefully sooner.
If they
than
listen
later.
To my pitch, maybe they'd have better luck.
Okay. And off podcast.
Off podcast. And we should do a show called Off Podcast.
What does that mean?
It's the after
it's
show.
It's the after show after, of all the after, stuff that gets cut.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can follow me at Alec Led. Don't ask.
You can follow me at Yo Lakin.
And then, of course, our friend.
You can follow me at Stephen Ray Morris. Yeah.
Sorry. what was that, Stephen?
You just went, brain fart. Stephen, you just like, yeah. He's are you
thinking,
having a stroke?
Thinking about the cats again.
And you can follow Worst Ever at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC on Twitter.
Hey, guys, send me some nice emails.
Send him some notes.
WorstEverPodcast@gmail.com. Buy some merch.
Buy some merch. We'll hear you next week.
Bye.